all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you look at my baby and you exclaim, wow, look at the size of that chunky, chubby baby. That is all I need to know about you. She is healthy.
I mean, is that not a compliment? Or is
it's
that
not,
one
I don't, like, do there's
people
a way,
love chunky monkey
there's
babies?
There's one thing. If somebody's like, oh my gosh, look how chunky she is.
Right, the voice is the qualifier then. Right.
But when you look at me with a scorn in my eye, like I'm purposely trying to fatten up my baby, like, get out of here.
Well, maybe,
lady.
Maybe you are. Like, winter is always coming, as we know from Game of Thrones. Winter is coming.
I just don't understand.
We know.
Like, here's the thing.
You gotta be prepared.
Here's what I've realized is the minute that you have a baby, right? Everybody feels the need to touch the baby, talk to you about the baby, and you always have to make small talk about the baby, and it's like, I don't know what you want from
the
me.
The boundaries are down.
Yeah.
You're right. The respective boundaries actually changes quite a bit for some reason. Some people just can't help themselves, and then they know that the vast majority of people out there won't actually help themselves or can't help themselves, so they're just like, well, my terrible behavior is also allowed. I'm just going to embrace it. I'm going to go with it.
There's this one woman over the weekend, she kept touching her cheeks, and like, and Dakota is 7 months old now, and she's got these big cheeks,
sure,
you know?
Sure.
And they're very kissable, but they're kissable for mommy.
Right, you're protecting those cheeks.
Not from strangers.
Don't put your nasty hands on my baby's cheeks.
She was a stranger. She just kept grabbing her cheeks. Oh my God, these cheeks. Oh, I was like, and then she kept calling her a boy.
Yeah.
And that was really upsetting.
Right.
Considering she has her ears pierced.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
My mom told me it's my fault for putting her in light blue. I don't understand.
That was kind of you gave him a little fugazi on
it
that
said,
one.
It said girls rule on the shirt.
All right. Well, does that mean that you like girls? Or does that...
I'm just confused.
Ladies, man, you know?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
All right, I'm going to stop talking there. Now I feel like I've gotten myself into trouble here. Mm-hmm. Christian, what do you got?
If the way you get rid of trash from your car is to fling it out of the window at 40 miles an hour, that's all I need to know about you.
Why do people litter still?
I can't stand people
that
litter.
It's such an old-timey crime.
It's so annoying. Lately, I don't know what's going on, but on my street, and I live like on a side street.
Right.
I keep finding like bags of garbage, like Wendy's bags and McDonald's bags, and I don't understand where they're coming from. It's so disgusting.
Yeah, because I got to get it out of my car. Because, listen, I mean, if that's what you're ingesting on a daily basis, the chances of your vehicle or whatever being pristine as you're keeping the inside of your body, as a matter of fact, would dictate that you can't, you know, wherever location you're going to doesn't have a trash barrel.
Oh.
I mean, they have one there. It's free. It's not like when you dump something, you have to put a quarter in a slot. Just, you know, take it to the trash barrel.
It's literally less effort to leave it in your car than it is to roll down your window and fling it out of there.
Right. That's all I need to know about you.
I've got one for you here. If you didn't let the kids stay up late on their last day of school, that's all I need to know about you. Sometimes the rules can go to the side. It's summertime, people. Celebrate. Have a good time.
Yeah, but it's immediately getting out of hand at my house.
Well, in my neighborhood, it was crazy yesterday. The dogs are going nuts, and we're like, boys, get used to it. It'll stop at Labor Day.
Right. You want to chime in, too, call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I'm going to say it's definitely one of my biggest pet peeves.
Okay.
Is when someone texts you something that really deserves an immediate response.
And get your attention.
And then all of a sudden, they just ghost. You don't hear from them for, like, hours, and you're just left there hanging. Wondering, being like, what happened?
Right. Are they in a ditch?
Yeah.
Are they under arrest? What is going on here?
So 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So last Friday, I knew that my husband had a lot of big things going on throughout the day.
Big things.
And he knows that this is my biggest pet peeve. Yeah, for some reason, he ignores the fact that it drives me crazy and he does it anyway.
Well, he's so busy, Anna.
So busy. So he texts me a swear word. Just a swear word.
By itself.
The worst swear word.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Just the word.
Which varies for most people, but I think I know what letter it starts with. Yep. Where it begins, the scale of worst swear words usually begins with this letter.
Friends.
Right. Okay, right. There you go. Thank you for qualifying that statement.
Good.
Right.
So now I have the range of emotions because first I'm like, oh my gosh, something great must have happened. Like, you know, like, oh my God, you know, that's my first reaction.
Okay.
Because I knew what he was going into.
Look at that. You're an optimist with the text message. Okay. All right. And then what's your next reaction?
10 minutes go by. I go, oh my gosh, I hope everything is okay.
Right.
Maybe something awful has happened.
Right, right.
20 minutes later.
You start worrying about what you've done.
He's been in a terrible car crash.
Right, right.
And I'm never going to hear from him again.
Right.
That's the last text I get from my husband. So now it's like, and you know, like with friends, you have some boundaries, but with your husband, you have no boundaries.
Of course not.
Do you not respect me?
Right.
I am the mother of children wow. have been married for 15 years.
I mean, this
why
seemed like
you
a.
Answering?
I mean, that's a big reaction wow. in 20, 25 wow, wow, wow. minutes.
1 hour and 15 minutes later, he responds.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
And what was it?
And he was just.
He stubbed his toe?
He's like, no, everything is fine. He's like, I just didn't get the response that I was expecting. So then it was, call me right now. You know? And then he, like, yeah. he had no choice because he knew he was in trouble. But it leads me to, what are the worst text messages when you don't get responses back?
No, oh, I see. I see. Right.
Because I would say these are my least favorite.
Okay.
Guess what happened?
Right.
And you know, if you're like, your girlfriend texts you, guess what happened? Oh, you're pumped.
Right.
You want to know.
Right. So, I mean, does guess what happened even require a response? Guess what happened should be followed immediately with, like, this
what
is
happened?
A tease. Yeah, this is a tease. at least a teaser or a taste that brings another question, right? At that point, clickbait. That's what I need in my text with that.
Yep. Another one of my least favorites.
Yeah.
Are we still on for today?
Right.
Because my response is always like, absolutely, 3 o'clock, right? That's what we said. We're going to meet at Starbucks. Silence.
Right.
But, yeah,
they're looking for the house.
Confirmation.
Yes?
One thing about Anna Zapp is she keeps her appointments.
I don't listen.
Oh, man.
Another pet peeve is when people cancel last minute. I don't like it.
She keeps her appointments. She does. It's a big thing. You have to live with that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Worst text.
Just give me the question.
Just ask the question. You've wasted an entire text.
Right. Just
by
get
doing
to the,
that.
Right. Just get to the question. Right.
And then when they pause, it's even worse because it's like now you're in anticipation. Because is it taking them a long time to write this question?
Because they're in duress?
Several questions? Right. Is it a survey? What is taking so long?
Right.
But we want to hear from you. What is the worst text message to receive and then not get a response to? You can let us know on our Facebook page. Just search Anna and Raven. I had to have a long talk with my husband about text etiquette. Star 99.9 at Santa and Raven. He drove me crazy because all he did was text me one swear word and then I didn't hear back from him for over an hour.
I mean, it could have meant anything, to be fair. It could have meant anything. He's alive. He's dead. Well, that would make texting difficult, but he could be in the throes of it. You know, he could be right there.
Something great could have happened. Something awful could have happened. Anything could have happened at that moment.
Right. And the thing about a swear word, too, and that one, again, verb, adjective, what is it at that point?
Exactly.
Who knows?
And I think a lot of people do this is that they will text something that really should be followed up with an immediate text message, but then they ghost. You don't hear from them for an extended period of time, and
it's
stressful.
Yeah, it's a teaser. It'll drive you nuts.
So our question we have for you this morning is, what's the worst one-line text you can receive, and then they go radio silent? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Over. It's over.
Oh, it's over. Yeah, that's a bad one.
Right.
Because what's over?
Right.
All right. I mean, what is over? We don't know what's over. It could be anything that's over.
Yeah, there you go. It's over. Like, what? What's over? Me and you? What? The shoes? What? The television show? What? What's over?
Right. Right. Yeah. You're willing to go to work, your membership in the Jelly Jam Club? Anything could be over.
You're right.
Right. Anything could be over.
That's a really annoying one. You're right.
Your car died. Well, it's over. I hope nobody texts me it's over anytime soon. You're right. This is, I'm terrified.
It's horrible. You're just like, your mind is racing. Love you guys.
Love you.
How about the fact that one of the first things that she was worried about was her shoes? And me, jelly.
Right, that's what you think? Heather wrote on our Facebook page, she goes, worst one line is, we need to talk. That's annoying.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what?
Right.
What do we got to talk about?
Now I feel like I'm going to throw up the rest of the afternoon.
Did I do something? Did I say something? What happened? Is there a discussion we need to have? Did my kids do something? Oh, it's the worst.
Right. And when you're a grown-up man, let's be honest. You're not really doing anything wrong for the most part, usually on a daily basis. When you're a kid, there's some scandalous things, you know, possibly. You're figuring life out. But when you're an adult, you know, you're pretty steadfast in your behavior day to day. So we need to talk. Talk about what?
Yeah, what? What are we talking about?
It sounds like it's on you. It's not on me, pal.
Yeah, Mary wrote, I had an accident. And nobody wants to get that text message and then pause. Because
that's
you don't know
one.
What an accident is. Like.
Right.
Like, did you have an accident in your pants?
Right.
Did you have an accident in your car?
Right.
I'll
say this. When you have an accident in your pants, you're less likely to share it.
Right.
Okay? You have an accident in the car, you can't really hide. There's a police report. Hopefully, there's not a police report attached to if you had an accident in your pants.
See, for me, if I text my husband I had an accident, it could either mean, like, I hit a curb and I screwed up the rim of, you know, which is probably most likely because he gets those often. But it could also mean, like, I backed into a guardrail. I hit another car.
It most likely it involves a motor vehicle.
I took down our
versus
fence.
Either a living thing or whatever it may be. Right.
Okay. There'll be a lot of things.
I understand.
I sprained my ankle.
I've got one for you here. Yeah. How about this one? Arrested.
Oh.
Arrested is a bad one. Who's arrested? You're arrested? Is your heart arrested? Are you incarcerated? Like, I mean, it's just you don't know what that means. Yeah. What does it mean?
Yeah, that's not a good one at all.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Help?
Help is a terrible one. Because then you don't know, like, immediate help, and then you just start calling, and then you're frantic. And that's actually been my new thing, is when I don't get a response right away, mm-hmm. I stop freaking out, and I just keep calling on repeat until they have to answer.
Right, because that's the definition of not freaking out.
Well,
right.
You know, it's like, I need an answer. 1-800-330-9999. If you want to chime in, too, what's the worst one-line text you can receive, and then they go radio silent? Connecticut is all about bringing these production studios to our state. And if you didn't know, Connecticut is already the home to Blue Sky Studios, and that makes movies like Ice Age and Rio. NBC Universal's here, ESPN, WWE, A&E. But now, Governor Lamont is pitching to Disney, Netflix, and AMC that they should be here, too.
Wow.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
I mean, that's a big deal. We want Hollywood. Come on in, Hollywood. The rest of these things, I'm noticing, most of them cartoons, because you're not actually outside and seeing any Connecticut. But we got some nice stuff here in Connecticut.
Yeah.
We can lure these people here.
Absolutely.
So, Anna, if you have an idea, right? I mean, there's five basic, huge parts of entertainment, right?
All right, let's start with reality dating shows,
let's
right?
do that, please.
According to Match.com, mm-hmm. okay, for singles in Connecticut, you can visit the state's vineyards for a wine tour and tasting. So, granted, on Paradise Hotel, they're in, like, a lot of kind of weird,
hook
beautiful
up or
places.
Check out.
Yeah, but
yeah,
again,
I know the tagline.
The Match.com, the Leifner Family Observatory and Planetarium at Yale University is another date idea that takes place indoors. This is a good date idea for people with an interest in stars and science.
Okay.
So there's that. And then there's parks, right. as Colt Park and Dillon Stadium in Hartford, and they are good for outdoor fun, according to Match.com. And there are numerous trails through the state where people can ride horses or bicycles, such as Winchester Still River Greenway in Winchester, Connecticut. See?
Wow.
What? Yep.
All right.
Reality dating shows, riding horses. They're always on horses in those reality dating shows.
What's more awkward, making out in a planetarium or a movie theater? You know? I don't know.
Planetarium.
I don't know. How about this one? How about the crime drama? Everybody loves the crime drama, right? How about this? We've got plenty of rainy looking streets. That's key for a city like crime dramas.
Yep.
And we've got old office buildings that we can turn into shady looking interrogation rooms. And frankly, you can light a cigarette in any room, all right? And just have that smoky effect anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we can do that. That would work. And oh yeah, we have way more parking than New York, so
that's true. Wow.
Logistics thing
there.
Too, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Did you hear that, Netflix? We have parking.
Right, we have plenty
big
of
deal.
Parking
one yeah. of the biggest things is superhero movies,
right?
And you always have to have a good origin story. How about every single possible origin story location in an hour of travel time? Big farms, oh, we've got that.
Yep.
Cities, how about four major ones?
Oh, boy.
How about that? How about if you want to do a superhero that lives in the water? Oh, we only have 100 miles of coastline.
There you go.
You know, no biggie.
That feels fake.
A lot of
do we really have 100 miles?
Yeah!
Greenwich all the way to Mystic.
What, are you crazy?
But let's be honest, if you were filming Aquaman in the Sound, you couldn't see him.
It's all right.
Well,
just saying.
Listen.
Quiet. That was a good pitch. It was a good pitch. It was a good pitch. I like it.
Disney to come here. Don't tell me we can't see in our water. How about if you're like looking to do a rom-com?
Okay.
A lot of people don't know this, but Connecticut is the home to the inns, and nothing is more romantic than inns. There's the Griswold Inn, the Inn at Stonington, the Copper Beach Inn, the Boardhouse House Inn, Bee and Thistle Inn, the Inn at Mystic, Old Lime Inn, Interlaken Inn,
all right,
Simsbury Inn.
Slow down.
It's a lot of inns.
I have been to a lot of those, though. I was actually just at the Copper Beach Inn last week.
Was it rom-com
it's
worthy?
It's lovely, and it's authentic, and it used to belong to... You don't need the whole history. All I'm saying is they're very nice places.
We have so many inns. Like, that's where you film rom-coms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible.
The biggest genre that everybody's trying to do right now, I do get it, is, of course, the show that will make you cry every single week.
Oh, like the This Is Us show?
Right, yeah. Right. Every you have to have one of those, right? So, I mean, we have a high pollen content this year in Connecticut. So, listen, red, itchy eyes.
Oh, yeah.
They'll water on contact. I mean, uh-huh. it's going to look like you were upset the whole time.
Right.
And we have the highest concentration of typical-looking white guys wearing polo shirts in all of New England.
So many. There's so many.
But you need those.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, we also have way more parking than New York.
We got that. All right. Netflix, Disney, I hope you heard this.
Right.
We're ready for you. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm like the kind of girl, like when you go to a wedding and you order the filet and the chicken, you order the filet, but you look over and you wish you could order the chicken fingers and fries.
You
the
second
kids
guess.
Get.
You second guess.
Well,
when
no,
you see
it's
it
not
there.
Second guess. The kids get to order the chicken fingers and the fries, but like that's kind of what I normally would like. Normally, like, let's be honest.
Okay, you don't consider yourself fancy, or is it just a banquet steak is not the same as going to a steakhouse?
Well,
it seldom is.
I don't eat a whole lot of fancy food, so when I'm in a situation where it's presented to me, a lot of times I'm like, oh, thank you.
But you're almost timid to put it in your mouth.
I went to a dinner party, and they serve, like, the fish when the fish still has the head on it.
Yeah.
And
I'm supposed to
around the head.
That's supposed to be fancy fish.
Gosh.
That's supposed to be, like, the most authentic fish you're getting, right?
Yeah, starting at 9.9, it's Anna and Raven.
You should see me in a French restaurant. If I can't recognize the food as something that I've seen, like, if a potato doesn't look like potato, now it looks like some sort of teardrop soiree or puree,
like
I don't want
swan.
It.
Swan.
You just keep that, France. You just keep that to yourselves.
I think, like, there's a lot of times that you're put in positions when you're a guest at somebody's house and they serve you something and you have to eat it and you're really truly grossed out.
Right.
Have you ever been in that situation, Producer Christian?
Yes, I have a bunch of them, but my favorite one has to be a combination, and let me know if this sounds appealing to you. White rice, ragu, and cut up hot dogs all thrown together in a bowl and microwaved.
Ew.
Delicious.
That's
terrible.
I mean,
That's terrible.
Absolutely delicious.
Who made that for you?
It's got to be a guy, right?
No,
he's got his laundry hanging on something. What?
Friend's mom.
Yeah. That's like a friend's mom?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Sometimes you go to these houses and things that people eat normally, it's weird. When I was young and I was 7 years old, I went to one of my best friend's houses, right?
Okay.
And it was the first time I'd ever been served. And I'm an Italian girl, but it was the first time I ever had escarole and bean soup. And I remember being horrified.
Right.
Because I was like, I don't want to eat this disgusting soup.
Right.
You know?
This is awful.
What is this? This is absolutely terrible.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, moms are supposed to be nurturing and caring. Was that woman all right? Did she need referral for any sort of support system or something? Like, I feel like she was going through something.
I mean, you feel bad, too, because they're so proud of it. They're like, here you go.
No, like, nobody's proud of ragu rice and chopped up hot dogs.
Well, maybe
nobody.
Somebody thinks that's delicious.
It's a delicacy.
Yeah, but if it's delicious, that's the type of delicious. You eat with no witnesses. You don't serve that to guests. That's terrible.
So the question is did you eat it or did you just kind of politely decline it or just move it around the plate a lot?
Oh, I ate the entire thing. You have to because she's sitting there watching you. You feel bad.
That
you
is know, the thing, too.
I was like 8 or 9, so you just are like, you're pressured. You're like,
You can hear your mother in your ear going, you insulted their family, all that stuff.
Cleared your plate, that sort of thing. So, I had to eat it.
1-800-330-9999. What were you served at a guest house that you had to eat that was really, honestly disgusting? Give us a call now. What is the strangest, grossest food you've been served while a guest at someone's home, and did you eat it? Start at 9.9, it's Anna and Raven.
This has been eye-opening this morning here. I mean, it's just when people come to your house, you want to serve them something delicious and tasty, but let's face it, a little bit mainstream. Don't go out on a limb. That's just me.
1-800-330-9999. I'm looking over our Facebook page. Crispy lasagna. Can somebody explain to me, Donna Jean wrote crispy lasagna. What is crispy lasagna? Because there's a lot of things in lasagna should be, and I don't think crispy is one of them.
I think some people like that they brown it a little bit on
potato
top.
Potato chips?
No, they. Ugh. Oh, I don't know anything about that. I haven't heard that. But I mean,
no,
you ever go where they have like lasagna fritter or something like that, where they put something on top that's a little bit crunchy? That's it. Mm. Okay.
Right. I mean, it's one thing if it's.
I understand you're a purist, but all right.
Yeah,
relax,
I mean,
but
I can understand if the top is a little bit browned. It's another thing if I'm eating a potato chip and I can't tell if that's my lasagna.
Lasagna is a wonderful dish, but family to family, recipe to recipe, it's a hard one to nail, man, for somebody else coming to your place. I mean, how many restaurants really have good lasagna? Not a lot.
Mm. All right, we want to hear from you. The strangest food that you were served and was gross, and what did you do? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Well, my husband is first-generation Chinese-American, and I am not. And his mom is a wonderful, lovely, giving woman who makes this delicacy called bird's nest soup. And it has, like, a lot of, like, you know, wonderful nutrients and things like that in it. But the bird's nest is made out of the bird's spit. So basically, it's bird spit soup.
Oh, nice. Gosh.
Nice.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is it doesn't taste horrible. It's just the idea of it. And it's really like this big delicacy, and it's like quite an honor to eat it.
Mm-hmm. It's made with love. I mean, it's made with a ton of saliva. Yeah. When you think about the amount of saliva it takes to make a bowl of soup with bird saliva, I mean, that bird put in work.
That bird hocked that loogie for me.
Right. That bird put in work is what I'm saying.
I'm telling you, half the battle is the mental fight of what's going on, because you're looking at it and you know what it is, and that's the problem.
Remember when that show Fear Factor used to be on, right? Joe Rogan would have people eating roaches and stuff like that. Like, I mean, what if you could just picture it as a very crunchy French fry that has legs and moves?
Oh, gosh.
French fries still be that appealing? I wonder not.
All right. Thank you for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Strangest food that you were served at a guest home?
Cow foot soup.
Cow hoof soup.
Call it what you want. It was a foot. I had a foot.
Oh, you had a foot. You had a foot. A cow's foot. The first thing that comes to mind, number one, if he's got toes, there's not a lot of meat on there. Second off.
There you go. But you see them. It's like a pedicure being happening in your bones.
Oh, man. Right. And cows are not in clean areas. So that cow's foot was it was in mud on its best day. It was in poop and urine on every other day.
That's enough.
That is right.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I've heard about eating pig's feet. I've certainly never heard about cow's feet.
Well, it's just a bigger foot, I guess.
Barbara wrote on our Facebook page, blood pudding. Hell's no.
No description. That's enough.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I think it happens a lot more often. And, you know, especially because a lot of times these different foods are considered, quote unquote, fancy.
Sure.
So it's like a delicacy to be served them. But, like, I can't wrap my head around it. I don't want it.
Culture to culture. The change is distinct. That's for sure.
Yeah. You want to chime in, too? Head to our Facebook page. Just search Anna and Raven.
God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Melissa and Frank joining us together this morning. Melissa, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, our son is starting college in the fall. He's given us a lot of pushback right now. Every single year, he's had a summer job as a lifeguard where he belonged to a country club. And this is the first year he's just informed us, you know, like he's Mr. Man About Town, that he doesn't need to work this summer because he's going to college next year. He thinks he should just be able to hang out with his friends and kind of do whatever he just wants to do. I just think that I'm not going to bankroll his summer of fun when he's about to go to college and start having expenses and books. It's not like he's going on scholarship either. We're paying for college. I don't really see how partying before going off to college is really okay.
Frank, what's your side of this?
My son's a really good kid. He's been working since he's a freshman. And when I was a kid, you know, I basically worked every summer. Didn't really have a lot of fun in high school because I was working my whole time. And I kind of feel like it's 3 months. It's not a big deal. Like, he can have a little fun with his friends before he goes away.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, I actually kind of see where you're both coming from. So why don't we ask our audience what they think? I mean, he can't spend every single minute with his friends.
He's a lifeguard, and his friends come to see him all the time at the pool.
Yeah, but
opinion, you know what I mean? Like, this is the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
but that's your opinion, not a kid who's getting ready to go to college, who just graduated high school and works too hard.
Yeah, but he's a lifeguard.
So let's show up every day for work for $150 a week. Sorry.
All right, well, let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Melissa, that there's no reason why he can't go and be a lifeguard and still have fun with his friends this summer. But they may see Frank's side, too. He's growing up, and there's a very few summers left where he's not going to have to work, so let him have the summer off. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Tough one this morning, Honda of Westport Couples Court. Their teenage son is getting ready to go off to college in the fall, and he doesn't want to start his summer job. He's been a lifeguard for the last couple of years, and he's supposed to be starting in a week or two. And he says, I just want to hang out with my friends this summer and not work for one summer. Mom says, no way. It's a commitment, and you should do it. Dad says, let him stay home. He's going to work his whole life.
Yeah, and they both have a very valid point, I think. And you know what? I definitely think that it depends on the kid. You know your kid better than anybody else. Mom didn't say he'd find trouble. Dad said he's a good kid. So is it money and structure? I don't know.
Yeah, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven?
I'm on dad's side. You know, I have two kids that I put through college. They're in their 30s now. They didn't ask us to pay their tuition. We said we would pay their tuition. And, you know, it's a couple of months in his life before everything gets really chaotic and you have to grow up. Let the kid just have some fun.
You want to chime in, too? Call us, 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Melissa and Frank's teenage son is getting ready to go to college in the fall, and he has just said he doesn't want to report to duty as a lifeguard this summer. Instead, he wants to hang out with his friends and enjoy his last summer off. Mom says, no way. You need the extra money. It's good structure. You can hang out with your friends when you're not working. Dad says he's going to have to work his whole life. Just let him have the summer off.
I look at it like it's 8 weeks, realistically, between now and moving into the dorms, right? And the cash is good, but the times with your friends, you can't get that back. You can always make more money.
Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side because I worked when I was younger in high school all through summer and had, like, no fun. And I totally agree. Just have fun before you go away. You're going to be super busy when you get to college.
Right. I mean, you look back on it, and regret is the thing that you can't change.
See, I had fun at my jobs. I would think being a lifeguard for the most part is probably enjoyable. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
It sounds appealing to me, right. But, I mean, if he's been doing it for a few years, he knows what it entails. And Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. He can work during the day and hang out with his friends at night.
I'm having a really hard time on this, on what direction I want to go in. I see both their sides. It's a tough call.
Well, I think that we all see the value of work, right, and having a schedule and having structure, especially if he's done it to continue as he gets ready to go on to college. On the other hand, life is short. Kids nowadays forced to be in that work mode. He's going to be in that work mode the rest of his life after college begins. So where will the break come?
Yeah, but if he's going to be home.
Besides Daytona spring break.
Right. But if he's home, is he just setting himself up to get in more trouble when he's got nothing to do?
Is he a troublemaker? Dad said he's a good kid.
Yeah, it's true. Hi, Ann on Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I believe that he will become very bored and could get into trouble if he doesn't have anything that's focusing him. And he will appreciate having the extra cash when he gets to college.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Frank, our audience agreed with you. Let him stay home, enjoy the last summer. It's a milestone time in somebody's life, and not everybody gets the opportunity to take a summer off. If you can do it financially and swing it, let him do it.
Ah, that's nice to hear. That's nice to see. I mean, I knew it was in my gut that this was the right thing, but, like, you know, it's nice to get some validation from other people.
Okay, well, you know what this means, though, Frank? This means this year, when he comes home every weekend asking for money, you can be the one to open up your wallet, because this is not good. No.
I mean, it's 8 weeks from now until moving into dorms, guys.
All right, you
know,
the best life, I guess, is what the kids say.
Yeah, YOLO. All right, guys, thanks for joining us today. What we're going to do is we're going to talk to Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert, and we're curious, from her expert point of view, what does she think about this? We'll talk to her coming up after Can't Beat Raven this morning, right here on Star 99.9. This morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, it's his last summer before he goes off to college. He told mom and dad, listen, I don't want to work. I just want to hang out with my friends. Dad says, I'll let him stay home. Mom says, no, he needs to learn that if he wants money, he needs to have some responsibility. He needs to get a job like he's done every other summer. Star 99.9, Santa and Raven. Joining us, it's Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. You can hear her here every weeknight on Cover to Dr. Laura Berman. Forcing a kid to work summer jobs. What do you think about that?
Look, it's such a family value. Obviously, it's very different if you need the money, right? Like if this, you know, if you need the money to pay for college and to pay the bills, then there's not a question, right? Mm-hmm. You can't spend the summer chilling out. But if the parents have more than enough money and the job thing is more of a lesson, that's a very different conversation. And the kinds of, you know, I think that a lot of us, we really obviously want to raise kids who aren't spoiled brats, right? And right. Who have tenacity and grit and know how to work hard. But if this kid has already gotten through high school, gotten into college, about to dive into a really challenging and exciting period of his life, you know, and you can afford it, and he's worked every summer and has shown up for work and has shown that he can follow through, give the kid the summer off is my vote. But, you know, that is obviously a personal decision that every family has to make. I think we tend to go too far as parents in teaching a lesson that we lose sight of the relationship.
Do you think it makes a difference the kind of job that children take over the summer? I've been listening to a few of my friends argue about this because a lot of the kids want the quote-unquote fun job. They want to work at the golf course and the country clubs. And meanwhile, mom's like looking for internships and financial
clerkship
things.
Clerkship. Stuff like that. Right, that can further your career.
And look, it depends. If you're in high school, don't worry about furthering your career. Worry about getting into college. And if you're already into college, you know, worry about that. Once you're in college and you're starting to think about what you want to do for the rest of your life, which for most kids isn't till toward the end of college, then you start thinking about what you're doing in your summers and how to invest in the future and how to build those relationships at places you might want to get a job or whatever after graduation. But I think, you know, this is all part of what the race to nowhere that parents get caught on, thinking, I'm going to get my kid ahead. I'm going to get him an internship in Wall Street when they're in eighth grade, you know.
Sure.
And it doesn't, there's something to be said. It's not just about opportunity and exposure and your kids being fluent in Chinese by the time they're four. It is about balance and play and work-life balance and being happy and being centered and being calm and being optimistic as well as motivated. And I think that as parents, we can get really stuck in that other monsoon of trying to give them every possible opportunity at the same time burning them completely out.
Well, I really enjoyed your evil witch cackle that you threw in the middle of there.
That's
Anna's go-to too, right?
Yeah. My kids say, I get very into it. I'm very passionate about this. It makes me very upset what parents do to their kids.
Right.
It's true. It's always good advice. And if you need advice too, you could always reach out to Dr. Laura Berman. Call her at 855-5-UNCOVER.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Kristen, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Kristen.
Thank you.
Raven is running on out of here. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. He can't hear us. He's out in the hallway. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
Yeah.
Number one, Cesar Millan will tame a rowdy African crane at the Playboy Mansion. What was the name of his Nat Geo reality TV show that concluded in 2012?
The Dog Whisperer.
Number two, Kim Kardashian has teamed up with this rideshare company to help transport newly freed inmates.
Lyft.
Number three, in Taylor Swift's new video for You Need to Calm Down, Katy Perry is dressed as a hamburger and Taylor Swift is dressed as this food item.
Cookies.
Number four, Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin have reportedly split after 2 years of dating. In what movie series does Dakota Johnson play Anastasia Steele?
50 Shades.
Number five, Sandra Bullock says she was put on this world to protect her kids. She said this at the MTV Movie Awards. What Netflix horror film did she star in last year?
Bird something.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
All right, Kristen got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is not bad. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Cesar Millan will tame a rowdy African crane at the Playboy Mansion.
Okay.
What was the name of his Nat Geo reality TV show that concluded in 2012?
The Dog Whisperer, and who isn't rowdy at the Playboy Mansion, all right?
Yeah, this crane has been causing problems, though.
I mean, of course, you put a crane in a mansion. What do you think? He's going to feel pretty good about himself.
Kristen is leading you 3-1. Number two, Kim Kardashian has teamed up with this rideshare company to help transport newly freed inmates.
Lyft.
That's right.
She's still not Mother Teresa. I don't care what you say.
She's doing a good job. She really is doing a good job. You got to give her some credit. All right, Kristen's still leading 3-2. Number three, in Taylor Swift's new video for You Need to Calm Down, Katy Perry is dressed as a hamburger, and Taylor Swift is dressed as this food item.
French fries. I heard it's a rumor that they smooch or whatever.
They don't smooch.
Well,
they embrace, but they don't smooch.
Well, it's very nice that she invited Katy. It's nice to see that that thing's finally put to rest.
Yep, you guys are tied at 3. Number 4, Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin will have reportedly split after 2 years of dating.
Mm-hmm.
In what movie series does Dakota Johnson play Anastasia Steele?
The 50 Shades movie.
Yeah, it is correct. Raven has officially beat you, Kristen. Number five, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock says you. She was put on this world to protect her kids at the MTV Movie Awards. What Netflix horror film did she star in last year?
Bird Box.
That's right. I'm sorry, Kristen. He beat you 5-3 this morning.
It's Kristen from Trumbull, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time.
Thanks for trying, Kristen. We appreciate it. We got another shot for you to beat Raven coming up tomorrow morning. But if you want the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions, make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.